Oh, all right. It's going to just start recording right away. All right. Hello. It's yours truly. I don't know what this is, to be honest. I'm just in the mood for talking because literally no one else is here. If you could see, which you can't because you're not as awesome as me, you would know that I'm waiting out front of my school right now. What's funny is, okay, so I live in Whitby, right? And I was in virtual online classes, so like, basically, if you don't know what that is, if you were living under a rock for a long time, I'd say 2.5 years, or 1.5 years, sorry, I would sit on my computer at home and do school like a lazy fat goof. So basically what changed is I didn't want to fucking sit around anymore. I want to socialize. I'm lonely. Now, so that being said, what I decided to do was go back to school, obviously. Now, originally I was trying to get a, or let me back up. So when I started virtual, I lived in Oshawa, and at the time I was going to a certain high school in Oshawa. And then I went virtual, and during that period of time, being virtual, I moved to Whitby, which obviously is too far from my high school. So, long story short, when I decided to come back to in school, I basically I was supposed to go to a high school in Whitby, but that changed. So that's it's confusing, really, to be honest, because like, what the fuck happened? Why not, right? But no, that it was very complicated. Apparently, they didn't have any room for a grade 12 plus student. I failed grade 11 like an idiot, so I have to go back, if you didn't know that already. So then my mommy contacted my original high school and told them the facts, and they're like, you know what, we'll let him come back. If he can get away down here, we'll let him attend, get his credits, and go on with his life. So that's what happened. So now we've reached the present day. I'm sitting out here, and this happened yesterday too. Let me tell you what happened yesterday first, because it was pretty annoying. So I show up, and I'm extremely early, just like how I am today. The school starts, like, class starts at 9:30, and back when I went here before I went virtual, everything was different. So, like, I used to always come here extremely early, like say 7:45 to 8, and then I would go inside where everyone already is and fucking just hang out, talk, do whatever. And then at 8:45 8:50, the bell would ring, and then I would get to my fucking class. And then 9 o'clock would roll around and another bell would ring, signifying the start of class. So that's how I always imagined it. So I showed up and I was extremely early, unintentionally. I live about a 40 to 50 minute bike ride away from here. And that's if I'm pedaling as fast as I can. So I didn't know that. So I show up at, I think it was like 7 or some shit. And I'm sitting here, and normally, like, the doors were already open by this time. Or maybe not 7, but I'd say, like, 7:20 to 7:40. The doors were already open, you know? But this time they weren't, so I sat here waiting and waiting and waiting. And it was 7, I remember this, it was 7:53, and I remember this, and I'll tell you why I remember this in a second. 7:53, I'm looking at the clock, 7:53, and I see someone walking by. Inside the school. So I'm like, I knock on the window and I point to me and him, like, hey, can you let me in, you know? And he does this piece of shit goof thing to do. He waves his finger at me. Like, you know when you say, like, no, 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 like that type of shit? Like, that, he did that to me. Not cool, man, not cool. So I'm like, okay, fuck you then. And he walks off, and then he comes back 5 minutes later to the door, standing on like the other side without opening it, like I'm some fucking weirdo. And he's like, "Do you work here, bitch? Do I like what?" I look at my backpack, and I look at him like, "No, what do you want about?" do I work here? Yeah, I work here. I keep all my work supplies inside a backpack. Fucking guy. So anyways, I say, no, I attend here. And he says, all right, not happening. Look, it's not even 8 o'clock yet. There's no way I'm letting you in. Not happening. He kept saying that. Not happening. So I'm like, okay, what the fuck? It's, normally I would be inside by now hanging out with people, but okay, cool. I suppose things have changed. So then I'd say 8 o'clock rolls around. Now, when he said it's not 8 o'clock yet, I had taken that information and interpreted it as at 8 o'clock I will let you in. So I'm sitting here outside and it's 8 and I'm like, where the fuck, like, where is everyone? Where the fuck is everyone? Normally, fucking, not only is there staff through the roof, there's fucking students, everyone. Normally, half the school would be here by now, if not more, right? So, this car pulls up eventually, and, into the parking lot, I mean, where I am, and it was the principal, at least I think so. I'm not sure. It was someone. I know it was the staff, but I'm pretty sure it was the principal, just the way she presented herself. She's like, hi, how you doing? And I was like, yeah, I'm not too bad. And she's like, do you go here? And, like, again, like, no, totally not. I'm just hanging out with my backpack in front of your fucking school. I actually go to fucking a school in Toronto. I don't even live here. I live in the United States. Yeah, I go here. And she goes, I don't remember what time. It was, like, early in the 8 hour. And she's like, well, the doors don't open for students until 9:10 because of lack of supervision. That's her reasoning, lack of supervision. And normally, like I said, I would be in there by 7:45. Like, I'm telling the story as I'm standing up front. No, but, like, I would already be inside by now. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? But, yeah, no, it was really weird. Like, 9:10? Why not a solid 9, at least? Why the extra 10? And then, she tells me that, school itself starts at 9:30. So, that's weird. It was always 9 for me. Even in elementary, it was 9. Which was really weird. They never really changed it until now, I guess. I don't know. It was weird. So I was sit out here for another fucking hour, and no one's showing up. Like, at all. Like, no one. Until, like, I'd say 8:50 to 9:10, like, in that area. People started showing up. No one I knew. And then this girl who I won't name shows up with her brother. And, like, I know this person. I used to be very good friends with her and her brother. And, finally, that's when, like, as soon as they showed up, that's when more people started showing up that I knew. And then I get inside. Oh, as I'm waiting outside with everyone, I go to this lady because there's more staff in there, which doesn't make sense, lack of supervision. Bitch, there's fucking, like, security cameras every square inch of this fucking place. Like, what do you mean lack of supervision? If you're not willing to stand outside and watch, you could just sit in your fucking office and observe. Anyways, so I talked to this one lady, and I'm like, hey, I really need to use the washroom, which was true. I had the piss really, really bad. For your information, I knew. I've had a feeling you should know that. But anyways, I go to the washroom, and I come out, and I'm walking out, and this other lady who just walked out of the office, she goes, no students are allowed in here right now, go outside. And, like, at first I was like, she doesn't know, so I say, it's okay, I talked to that other lady right there, and I pointed at her, and I was like, I just had to use the washroom. And she's like, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Like, did you just prove something? Did you just tell me off? Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 Like, no. No. No, you don't know. No, you don't know. Sorry. Inside joke. No, but, like, it's, like, fucking... No, I actually kind of do want to explain the inside joke now. Now that I say that, no, you don't know. So if anyone has Netflix, you guys should watch The Irishman. It's with Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, fucking Joe Pesci. That's the only names I can recognize from that movie. And there's this one moment where the main character, the Irishman, he's fucking sitting across this table from, I guess, this mob boss. And seconds, like moments before this event takes place, he was ready to blow up this building for money. Like, for this fucking goof, this goofball. And it turns out this mob boss owns a share of this fucking company. Because he's trying to put this place out of business by blowing it up. And he's not having that, so he has him picked up. And he brings him to this, I guess you would call it a bar. No, it's like a really high-end restaurant. And there's Joe Pesci, Al Pacino, and some other guy. He's like the original mob guy. He's in Pulp Fiction, too. He's the wolf from Pulp Fiction. I don't remember his name. I'm sorry. No, but he's at the table with Joe Pesci and the mob boss. And Joe Pesci plays this character who's kind of he brought the Irishman into this kind of business, this life. He kind of fucking, you know, he was the connection, right? And basically, he explains to the Irishman, the mob boss explains to the Irishman, like, hey man, like, I'm sure you didn't know, but like, I own part of that fucking business. You're not putting it out of business. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I'll give the money back to the guy. And he's like, he won't need it. And then he's like, no, I don't want no trouble. I'll just give his money back. And then the mob boss goes, he won't need it. And then at some point, somehow they bring up like how, or the mob boss goes, look, you got a really good friend here. If this was basically saying, like, if this was anyone else, you'd be dead. And he says that to him, and the Irishman goes, yeah, I know. And then, the mob boss goes, no, you don't know. And then, me and my buddy, fucking, Ben, he was on the podcast before, you should check out other episodes, him and his dad. Whenever we see that scene, we always joke around and be like, imagine if he was sitting there and he said that, and then he goes, yeah, I fucking do know. Like, he'd get shot right away. Hey, buddy, psst, let's go back. I don't know. I don't know why I even mentioned that part or brought that up, but I don't know. Finally, life is showing up. This is great. It's only been 13 minutes. Holy fuck. Don't talk to me. Please don't talk to me. Okay, good. God. No, so I, today, what the story is today is that I woke up and my smart genius ass decided to do was, I set my alarm originally yesterday for fucking like, I think, I woke up at 5:30 and then I left at 6 and I got here at 7, around 7 at least. And today I decided, you know what, I'm not going to leave at 6, I'm going to leave at 6:47, like a fucking idiot. So I'm riding. And you should see the bike ride, man. Oh my god, it's so nice. It's called Waterfront Trail. And I just go down this trail the whole time. No streets or anything, and it's really quiet. What I like to do is just play music. Oh, it's beautiful. Right alongside the lake. But anyway, so, what was I saying? Oh yeah, today. I show up at 7:20. I leave at 7, or 6:40. I show up at 7:20 something. Idiot. Right, I'm just a complete fucking moron. So now, since that happened, I've been sitting out here alone once again, just like yesterday, waiting for life. And that's my story. Oh my god. Hold on, let's see. I have to piss so bad. Hi. Okay. We'll see. As I fucking suspected, I did not let they did not let me in. I did not get inside to go to the bathroom, so. Look, I'm on this, like, one-strike policy kind of thing where, like, because I'm not from Oshawa anymore, they're I'm technically not supposed to be here. Like I am, but like that this is a very like unique situation. But if I fuck up once, like I'm fucked. Like I'm fucked. So like I can't, obviously I either way I can't mouth off, but I used to do that when I was younger because I was an idiot. But like fuck. I get tempted, I won't lie. I won't fucking lie. Okay, yeah, I'll just go piss in the fucking flowers right there. Or how about this? I'll piss on the window. What's your name? I can spell it out for you. You know, shit like that. Obviously wouldn't say that. There's things that go through my mind. You know? You know? You know. You know. Holy shit, it's life. I don't even know what this fucking thing is. I don't even know if I'm gonna. Yeah, I'm gonna publish this. Just me rambling. It's not even an episode, it's just me rambling. I might do this more often though. Helps me clear my head. Gives me someone to, or something to talk to, I guess. Technically, kinda. Arguably. I think you can already tell that I like to hear the sound of my own voice, you know? Alright, yeah, I'm gonna check out the audio on the on these recordings. I'm taking this off of my phone, by the way, so I have no idea how like good this sounds. So I'll be right back. So this lady just came out and basically apologized to me. She goes, "Look, you don't have to change anything in regards to your plan for arriving, 'cause you're out of area, right?" I'm like, yes, that's me. She's like, okay, I approved that. However, because of lack of supervision, I can't let you in. So I'm like, all right, that's cool. I understand. She's like I said though, we're not telling you to change your plan, but it would be advised that you would wake up later and arrive later, which makes sense, you know? She's right. I was just talking about how I keep arriving really soon. So I get that. That's cool. No worries, ma'am. No, this is my fault though. I just wanted to complain about my past negative encounters with people telling me to show up later. Yeah. At first, I thought she was gonna say, "Hey, I don't want you waiting here." I'm like, "Where the fuck do you want me to wait? Off the property? Like, you know?" No, she didn't say that. She's lucky. No, I'm kidding. Is this recording? Okay, good. Okay, still recording. Better be fucking recording still. Oh, good. Wait, can I turn my phone off? Sorry, I'm still testing the waters with this phone shit. Testing, testing. Okay, good. Good, good, good. All right, so. Classes, classes, classes. Alright, let me see my classes. I don't even remember what I have. I did it yesterday, but now I don't remember. Okay, yeah. So I got geography in the morning. Like a sub geography, like a different version of geography, which is grade 11 course. And then after that, I have what the fuck you call it? Indisciplinary studies. So basically, what it is studies in regards to Black history. Yeah, I do like the class. It's actually pretty cool. The teacher's really nice too. And then after lunch, I have legal studies, which I'm planning on changing that course for my civics, or I mean my careers credit, which I need no matter what. Because I don't want to learn about law. I didn't choose any of these classes, by the way. And then right after that is my favorite course is gym. It's a fitness, and it's actually a lot of fun. I know everyone in this school, not everyone, but like I'd say a solid 70%, because what's funny is that like majority of them are people that used to look up to me, because like I said, I'm grade 12 plus, so all the grade 12s that were my age growing up are gone, regardless of like, you know, my relationship with them. But, no, like, all the people that are here now are the people that were, like, 1 year, 2 years younger than me, who looked up to me before. And maybe not looked up to me, but had a good, I guess, outlook on their judgment of character for me. I don't know how to word it, but you know what I mean. Yeah, no. So that's cool. That's really cool. And now I'm just waiting for school to start. Yeah. I'm thinking about doing this more often though. I really like this. It's therapeutic. You don't need to listen to this shit. This is just me ranting. Yeah, no. If you do like this shit, then let me know. My email. It's linked to the Spotify and the Anchor.fm account. Or, I mean, not account, website, sorry. But if you don't know it and you can't find it for whatever reason, it's DEVONALLDRED at gmail.com. Just send me an email and be like, "Hey, man, I liked that episode." I used to get emails all the time. Now I don't. I'm a loser now. No one listens to my shit no more. No, I actually, I had a big following. I had like 7,000 people weekly listening. It was great. Hard work though. Making sure to have a topic. I got a lot of guests on the show too. I had a lot of people on the show. It was a lot of fun. I miss it quite a bit. You can listen to all the lost episodes, the rare episodes, whatever you want to call it, to on listennotes.com. I attempted to delete them at one point in history, but apparently this website keeps them. So yeah, if you want to listen to the originals, there you go. Yeah. So I'm just sitting out here waiting for someone to show up, which sucks dick. But it is what it is. It's my fault. I have to piss so bad right now. Did you know that? No, this is fucked up. It's torturing. This is torture. I'm gonna sue the fucking school. Fucking mom didn't let me go to the bathroom. I ended up having my bladder explode from the inside. It's their fault. I refuse to go piss on a tree. All right, well, I guess that's a weird way to end off whatever the fuck this is, this rambling. But I am tired, and normally I'm energetic enough to just talk for like hours on end. Right now I'm tired. So, God bless you. Take it easy. I forgot the outro to this shit. What the fuck was, whatever. My new outro is bless you and take it easy. How about that? That coup? Is that coup? Okay. See ya.